Welcome to accessing your prosperity portal with the Angels and New Moon Energy. I'm Kate Large, and I'm very excited to be sharing the magical energy of the Angels and the New Moon with you. Now, before we get started, in case this is the first time you've met with me, I'll share with you my service to humanity. I'm the founder of the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers Community, the Game of Life Mastery Program, and the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Scovel Shinn. I'm the author of Waiting in the Other Room, a book I wrote with the spiritual essence of my dad 4 years after his death, and the Game of Life workbook, a workbook that was written with the direction of the spiritual essence of Florence Scovel Shinn. Now, the workbook is based on her book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, that was originally published in 1925. And it's my mission to help you remember that it's your birthright to be, do, and have whatever brings your heart joy and support you to live your biggest, best, happiest life, to live your version of heaven on earth. I do this by following the guidance of my A-team of angelic beings of love and light, and together we share simple tools to help you and support you from a safe community based in love. And today's program will do just that. And right now, I want to begin our play with the angels by asking them to help us maintain a clear, clean connection so you can hear me well and produce a clear recording for you to have later. Know that the magic of angelic love is just as powerful in the recording as it is here live. And if you're hearing impaired or learn better from reading than listening, a transcript of this program is available. Just let me know you'd like to have it. And the transcript also holds the love energy beautifully. So this is how our time together will flow. You'll want to have a pen and paper. And if you like, you can light a candle or burn incense. Do what you do to create your sacred space. Now, first, I'll share insight into the new paradigm of living that we're experiencing now and how vitally important it is to be aware of the energy you're vibrating in. Then, with the help of the angels, we'll access and explore your field of potentiality. And then I'll share insight to spiritual and physical action steps. Then we'll quiet our minds and access your prosperity portal with the angels and new moon energy. And then before we complete, we'll recap this simple process. Now, before we begin, the angels and I want to formally welcome you by taking your hand across the soils and waters of Mother Earth to join together as one in a safe space of love. Together, we form a safe community container, a circle of love. Now, Florence Scovel Shinn teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And in the energy of love, I ask you to get comfortable, close your eyes, and with a deep breath, I ask your angels to come in close to you so that you feel their love for you. Take a deep breath and envision taking the hand of your angels, one on your left and one on your right. And when I call out the country you're in, your angels will help you step into our circle of love. Would everyone from Australia please step into the circle? Everyone from the UK, please step into the circle. Everyone from France, please step into the circle. Everyone from Belgium, please step into the circle. Everyone from Germany, please step into the circle. Everyone from Guatemala, please step into the circle. Everyone from Canada, please step into the circle. And everyone from the U.S., please step into the circle. And if you're from a country I didn't mention, please step into the circle. And from this safe space of love energy, the angels and I send all the love of our hearts to you. We hold you in the light of the powerful, limitless spiritual being of love and light that you are. We hold you in the knowing that it's your birthright to be, do, and have all that makes your heart sing with joy, to experience your version of heaven on earth, now and always. And by coming together in this beautiful circle of love, we magnify the power of two exponentially. Whether you're listening live to the recording or reading the transcript, we claim this power. Take a deep breath of this ever-expanding power of love and breathe in just how limitless you are. And now we'll ground this loving energy. The roots from your feet travel into the loving soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of love within her. And with a deep breath, pull her loving healing energy up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Spiritual teachers have been talking about the ascension of our planet for years. And we've now reached the time that we've been longing for, a time where manifestation can be instantaneous. I remember as a little girl watching TV shows like Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, and I thought it was so awesome how Samantha twitched her lips and Jeannie blinked her eyes to create different experiences and manifest material objects. Well, we can do that too. Through our energy within, no lip twitching, no eye blinking, we can do it by focusing our love energy from within. And when the love energy, that is our essence, is focused, we manifest experiences and material things more quickly than ever before. And we don't have to be a TV character to make it happen. We've come full circle through the ascension of Christ's conscious energy. Jesus fed multitudes with a few loaves and fishes because he manifested more immediately. He healed the sick. He turned water to wine. He knew without any doubt that he could manifest through his energy, and it didn't matter if it was a material object, healing of the body, or a different physical experience. He knew how powerful his energy was. And it's time for us to wake up and remember how powerful our energy is. When my dad died in 2005, his spiritual energy spoke to me and told me over and over again, especially when I was whining about something, that we have no idea how powerful we are. He told me that our reality, our human experience, can be whatever we want it to be when we make the effort to focus the limitless love energy that is our essence. Well, the typical human experience is to live our lives on autopilot, allowing our subconscious to create our experiences based on limiting beliefs and painful painful experiences of the past. And so many times we're creating our experiences from focusing subconsciously on the lower vibrating fear energies like worry, anger, frustration, anxiety, and the sense of being helpless. We create experiences and material things of the same energy, and we're not happy about it. Then we try to create something different with the same energy, and we create more unhappy, worry-filled experiences, and we think we're stuck. Well, this feeling of being stuck is an illusion. When we do this, we're living in a life of smoke and mirrors, with our lives mirroring to us the fear we're vibrating in while we hide in the haze of the smoke, pretending not to see that we're the ones creating our lives, hiding from the truth as a victim, struggling to experience something different, trying to create something different over and over again from the same feeling of being helpless, victim, worry-filled energy, ending up feeling beaten and bruised and incredibly unhappy. And here we are in 2015 in the swirling energetic ascension of Christ conscious energy, and we feel that knowing in our hearts that we can be, do, and have something different. But how? Well, this new paradigm of living, having come full circle to the embodiment of love, the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, has arrived. We're here, now. And from this moment of today, we have the power to create something new, something different, experiences and material things that make our heart sing with joy. We have this golden opportunity to breathe into, through our internal energy, our version of heaven on earth. And this information isn't new, but actually ascending your energy to create your version of heaven on earth has eluded you. The how to access that portal of love or above energy and experience has been missing from your human consciousness of logic. Perhaps you've been digging into what's been holding you back, but no matter how much you dig and heal and dig and heal, there's still something blocking you. A glass ceiling, if you will, that's between you and where you want to be. Between you and who you want to be. Well, this new paradigm of living fully supports your shifting your energy to the higher love or above energy, breaking through the glass ceiling, the blocks, when there's no sign of change in sight. The new paradigm of living holds its power through choosing the energy you vibrate in. So write that down. The new paradigm of living isn't about digging into the past. Its power is in consciously choosing the energy you vibrate in. And when you shift your energy to what you wish to experience, the joy of having already received what you want, what's been holding you back will either dissipate or be revealed. And I'll talk more about what to do with less than love energy that's revealed in just a few minutes. But shifting your energy to love or above is so important. Shifting your energy from what it is now without what you want anywhere in sight to love or above, having what you want, is the first action step. So the first action step to take when we want to manifest something new in our life is to shift our energy to what it would feel like to be experiencing what we want, whether it's a material thing or internal feeling. What would it feel like within our body to have what we want? What we must get our minds around is the fact that when we close our eyes and envision that feeling throughout our mind, body, spirit, shifting into a full body, yes, excited, energetic experience, our human brain doesn't know whether we're actually experiencing what we want physically or we're simply powerfully envisioning the experience. This action step fools quantum physics and makes the physical experience inevitable. When we shift fully into that energy of experiencing what we want with the joy and excitement of the experience, we begin the formation of the raw creation energy of formless matter into form. And this isn't faking it till you make it. It's creating from your creation energy a new reality of experience, like Jesus did. This new paradigm of living a human existence fully supports the creation from within, whether that creation is what you want or what you don't want. So it's so vitally important that we actively, consciously monitor our energy. Are we worried, anxious, happy, excited about being consciously in charge, finally having awakened to our power to consciously create the reality of our life experiences? Every person who has made the statement that the law of attraction doesn't work was letting their worry-filled subconscious run their lives and create their reality. It's easy to do that. It's actually the human way of doing things. But now we're waking up. We're feeling the pull of love within us. We're breathing deeply and opening our hearts to the love of the angelic realm, and they're showing us it's safe to step into our power. And they're guiding us to just do it. Well, the movement of the sun, our moon, and other planets in our galaxy affect the magnetic ebb and flow of energy on Mother Earth and our human bodies. Today, we're going to talk specifically about the moon's effect on our bodies and how to work with it instead of against it. Well, if you've been feeling an urgency within you that you can't put your finger on, you're experiencing that magnetic pull of love energy. If you've been experiencing waves of unexpected joy, extreme clarity, energized and full of creative ideas, you've been in the flow of this love energy. If you've been experiencing a sense of chaos, fear, or uncertainty for no apparent reason, as if you're in a fog or a heaviness to your spirit, you've been subconsciously fighting against this pull of love energy. If you've felt weighted, then a release. You've shifted from within, from fighting the flow of love to flowing in love. Well, my angelic team have shown me that this magnetic pull of the planets, including the moon, is the ascension of our planet to a higher consciousness through love energy. Love energy that brings in the light. Well, the reality is that the light of love is flooding the darkness of man's human fear, and with the bringing in of this light, the darkness is dissipating. The light is illuminating the pain of the darkness of fear, and from a human standpoint, it looks kind of scary because it appears that the world is in a state of chaos between man-made upheavals and Mother Earth belching. When we listen to the media, one might say that love is nowhere in sight, when all that's reported is tragedies and human atrocities that the humans and Earth are experiencing. But just because our human eyes don't see an energy, don't see the love energy yet, doesn't mean it isn't real and flooding our planet. We don't see the rays of a microwave, but it heats what's inside it. We don't see the rays of the sun on our skin, but it will burn us if we're exposed to it for too long. We don't see radiation, but it will kill our human body. We don't see the waves of love, the waves of loving prayers, thoughts, and wishes, but they're just as real. And love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. We don't see the excited waves of energy that processes through us when we're in a full body, yes, excitement at the possibility of experiencing something that we want, but it's real and more powerful than our human brains can even understand. And when we're in that excited, joy-filled love energy of experiencing what we want, we're open to flashes of inspiration from our heart. And this is our prosperity portal, accessing that higher self or superconscious to embrace the limitless possibility that we are, to know from throughout our being that what brings us joy is possible, no matter what our lives look like in this moment, as we subconsciously hold on to that less-than-love darkness of fear energy. Well, Florence Koval Shin teaches us that the darkness before the dawn only lasts till we allow ourselves to see through the darkness. We live a human existence. The lower vibrating energy of fear is going to challenge us with life experiences that can throw us into a pit of darkness when we allow it to. And when this happens, our human instinct is to hold our breath, close our eyes, and be afraid. But when we open our eyes, they adjust to the darkness, and we can see. And when we breathe deeply, asking our angelic team to help us, our light from within grows brighter and brighter, and the darkness dissipates, and the miracles happen. When we breathe deeply and use our tools to shift out of the energy of fear to the energy of excited, oh my God, happy love energy, there is no more darkness, even when there's no sign of changing our physical experience in sight. And the miracles happen. Know that every intention of claiming and stepping into the higher vibration of love is fully supported by not only the angelic realm and Mother Earth, but by the magnetic vibrational pull of the moon as well. And today's program is about the energy of the new moon. The new moon is a time that appears from the human eye to be a time of darkness. Yet, it's an opportunity for rebirth, transformation, and is a portal for new beginnings. Because when we open our eyes in the dark, our eyes adjust and we can see in the dark. It's a perfect time to get intimate, absolute clarity on the energy of what you truly wish to experience, to define what your version of heaven on earth feels like. And your version could be receiving a material item. It could be a relationship. It could be expanding your spiritual awareness to understand clearly the voice of God within your heart. It could be a new home, a new job, a new business, more loving relationship with your family. Whatever it is you wish to experience. The new moon provides a blank canvas for you to mold formless matter into form and experience the true desires of your heart. You are a limitless spiritual being, and everything your heart dreams of is possible. It's within your field of potentiality. It already has your name on it. To create something new or different in your life, first you must decide what you want and identify what it would feel like to experience it. It's not necessary to know what it'll look like, but if you do know what it looks like, even better. Embrace it, demand it, and claim it or something better. Again, your version of heaven on earth could be an energetic shift experience, such as forgiveness or expansion of your awareness to communication with the angelic realm. Or it could be a tangible, material, physical world experience, such as a new job, more money, a new home, new car, new clothes, and or loving or new relationship. And it could be all of the above. But for this call, choose one thing you wish to transform to something new, or create something different. So at this time, we're going to play with the angels. Get your pen and paper. We're going to take a few minutes to set the intention for what you wish to create. I love this exercise, playing with the angels in the realm of possibilities, and I believe that you're going to love it too. So with the angels holding the loving space for clarity, we'll anchor our intention by opening our hearts to dream big without any limits. There are no limits to what you can create in your life. No limits. Allow yourself this belief. You are limitless. Dreaming and playing with the angels is a fun experience. So with this knowing in your heart, write about what you wish to experience and breathe fully into the energy of what it would feel like to experience in this moment what you wish to create. I'm going to play some music for you so you can focus on what you wish to experience. Allow your hand to write without limitation. Know that anything is possible, no matter where you live or what your life looks like in this moment. Anything is possible. Now, I know that sometimes when I've employed techniques like this, my mind has gone blank. Blank. And I've been so disappointed. Then I learned that a blank mind is like a blank canvas. You've processed through the pain of the past, and now it's time to set a new course of direction, and you simply haven't decided yet on what that will be. So if your mind is blank, not to worry. Embrace the blankness as the golden opportunity that it is to set a new course for adventure. Remember, life isn't a struggle. It's a game. Dream big. You are limitless. And you can be, do, and have anything that brings your heart joy. The music will play for 4 minutes in just a moment. So we ask your angels to come in very close so you can feel their loving support. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we ask for your help to clear our minds of limited thinking. We ask for your help to bring into alignment our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious as one with you. We open our hearts. We ask for guidance on what will bring us the greatest joy for us and all concerned in all directions of time. We thank you for receipt of what brings our heart joy and fulfills our part in the ascension of Mother Earth. May all be blessed. In gratitude, amen. So take a deep breath and begin molding your creation energy by writing on your paper, I'm limitless. I want. And just keep writing. Again, that's I'm limitless. I want. Wow, that was really powerful. I hope you enjoyed this exercise, getting clear on what it is you wish to create, and the energy of receiving what you want is crucial. Now we're going to ask your angels to guide you and show you any action steps you're to take to bring what you want to your physical world experience. It's very important to allow yourself to take in whatever's revealed to you. Be aware that your angels may show you shadow belief energy that stands between you and what you wish to experience. And shadow belief energy is resistance. Resistance is that less than love energy you feel in your body that tells you that you're out of alignment with love energy. It's a sign that you're not in agreement with something. In this case, it's a sign your subconscious isn't in agreement with what you want to experience. A subconscious belief is being challenged, and we're opening the door to change it, to rewrite this neural pathway of belief to what serves you now. Your subconscious may believe you're not good enough or worthy or deserving to be, do, or have what it is that you want. Or it may be operating on the belief that you've tried to have this before and it didn't work and you got hurt. An example may be that you want a loving relationship when previous relationships have ended with you getting hurt. So subconsciously, you may believe that if you allow yourself to love someone, you'll get hurt. So your subconscious is out of alignment with what you want because it's trying to protect you. Know that this resistant energy is not revealing itself to punish or hurt you. It's revealing itself so you can heal it and move forward with creating what you wish to experience. Use your tools to process through this shadow belief energy of resistance. Don't stuff it. Space it and process through it. This is incredibly important. And if you don't have a tool that works for you, all the tools I use are listed on the Soul Kisses website. And I offer services and recorded programs to help you now. And in June, I'll be presenting the next Game of Life Mastery program, a live program that's loaded with a surplus of extraordinary tools to guide you and support you to process through the resistance of shadow belief energy to consistently maintain love or above energy. So now we're going to connect with our angels and ask them to show us any action steps, whether physical or spiritual, to bring to fruition what we want to experience. And we'll begin by quieting our minds, and then we'll ground into the angelic realm to visit with your angels and guides. So you can focus on the guidance of your angels. I'll play music for you for about 5 minutes. And when the music stops, I'll instruct you to write down what you've experienced, and I'll play about 3 more minutes of music. So there are 2 sets of music. The first 5 minutes of time, just focus on visiting with your angels and taking in their guidance. Ask them questions. And then when I play the second round of music, write down what you experienced. And when the music completes, we'll bring back with us all the love of the angels and ground back into the physical world. So when you visit with your angels, allow yourself to take in whatever you experience. You may feel their energy and have a knowing in your heart of their guidance. Or you may hear them inside or outside your head. Or they may show you visions of you taking action steps. They may send you the knowing of a hunch to do something, or they may show you how to just hold the energy of already having received what you want to experience. Simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. And if you should feel stuck, this rarely happens, but if you feel stuck, don't worry. Later today, when you're washing dishes or taking a shower, all that information will flood in. Just allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. So we set the intention to open the portal of new beginnings, of transformation, and we ask our angelic team to show us the action steps we're to take to facilitate the creation and transformation that we've set into motion this day when we anchored what we wish to experience. So place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with a deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace all the things that you're grateful for and breathe into gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we ground into the angelic realm. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to see before you in your mind's eye a mighty oak grounding tree. Walk up to the tree and gently step into her loving, healing essence of God and Mother Earth. And allow your feet to blend into the roots of the tree, down into the soils of Mother Earth, through the rocks, the clay, and the water, deeper into the center of Mother Earth, to the core light of healing, loving, light energy within her. And pull the vibrant, healing, light energy back up through the soils to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. The branches of your grounding tree open wide to the loving breath of God. Take a deep breath and feel the love of God merging with the healing energies of Mother Earth in your heart. Take a deep breath and allow this healing, loving, light energy to expand outside your heart to the tree and the space around you. From the other side of the grounding tree, the hand of an angel reaches for you. Take the angel's hand and join them in the loving realm of the angelic. Your angelic team of loving angels and guides are here for you. They share with you that everything you want is possible for you. You are a limitless spiritual being of love and light, and it's your birthright to live a life that brings you joy. They show you that the resistance you feel is an illusion of the physical world and is not true. You are one with God, and God is limitless. With open hearts, we ask the angels to show us the action steps to bring to fruition the joy-filled desires of our hearts. What's of our highest good, and what steps are we to take to attain it? Show us. Now write down what you've experienced, and the angels may show you even more. Wow. Okay. Now it's time to return to the physical world, bringing with you all the love of your angels and their expert guidance. A few of them will come with you to further support you to live your most magnificent life. So thank your angelic assistants for their loving support and guidance. And return to your grounding tree. Step into your grounding tree and allow roots from your feet to merge into the tree's roots and travel down through the soils of Mother Earth to the core healing light of love at her center. And with a deep breath, pull her loving light up through the soils to your feet, up through your legs to your heart. And step out of the grounding tree, bringing with you all the loving support and guidance of the angelic realm. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I know it's easier to believe the illusion of being limited because our human brains define our ability to experience our current life through the experience of our past. And we judge our ability to have something new with beginnings and endings and the need to know how we will receive what we want. It isn't your job to know how. It's your job to follow the guidance, the nudges, the hunches, to take action steps. In this experience that we just had together, my angel showed me I have some forgiveness to take care of and to maintain the energy of what I want to experience plus a couple of action steps. But do not limit the universe on how it can deliver something to you. So if you want more money, don't limit yourself by thinking you can only get it through a raise. Perhaps you'll discover you have money unclaimed at the missingmoney.com website, or you'll get a check from profit sharing from a company that you used to work for that's been sold. Or, like someone I know, he's 50 years old, and a man came to him that he worked for when he was 17 and said, when you left, the next person I hired, they had a profit sharing retirement program, and you didn't get that. So I want you to take this money as your profit sharing retirement. And he handed him thousands of dollars. So allow the universe to deliver the money to you in its limitless way. Allow the universe to deliver to you whatever it is that you want in its limitless way. Now, I fully understand that society teaches us that we're limited, but the reality is we're not. I know, without any doubt, that what you wish to experience is within your realm of possibilities. No matter who you are, where you live, what you have or have not done in your life, I know the things you dream of that bring your heart joy are possible for you. Everything you dream of is already yours at a higher plane of existence. Maintain the excited joy energy of experiencing what you want as if you already have it. And what you want becomes inevitable as your reality. So be it, and it is. Okay. To recap this simple process, to open your heart to use the energetic pull of the new moon to access your prosperity portal, all you need to do is this. Number one, on the date of the new moon, or as close to it as you can, today, tomorrow, the next day, sit with your angels and define with clarity what it is you wish to experience. Allow yourself to dream big and shift into a full body, mind, and spirit yes. Excited, expectant energy dancing around the room, fist pumping yes. And if you can sit outside under the stars to meet with your angels, all the better. However, inside with eyes closed, you can still envision yourself in the center of the cosmos, as one with all that is. Number two, ask your angels to reveal to you any action steps to take to complete the manifestation of what you wish to experience. Your job may be simply to hold on to the energy of having already received what you want to experience. Or they may show you or guide you to take specific action steps. Do the action step, whatever it is, don't ignore it. Your action step may come to you as a hunch or a feeling to do something. Number three, address any resistant shadow belief energy when it comes up for you so you can maintain the excited, expectant energy of receipt. simple. The new moon cycle is roughly every 30 days. When you actively, consciously employ this procedure every 30 days, flowing in tandem with the new moon energy, your life shapes into something spectacular and fantastic, your biggest, most magnificent life. And if you want to be part of a supportive group of like-minded people, I invite you to join me for the next Game of Life Mastery program in June. If you're listening to this later, there will be another Game of Life Mastery program. Check the Soul Kisses website. Now, I'll include a link in your email with the recording of this program so you can learn more about the Game of Life program and the experiences of others. And if you prefer a smaller, more intimate group, I'm opening the Secret Door to Success, your Manifesting Blueprint Mastermind, to the public. And I'll be presenting the next one in May. I'll include that information as well. And I'm also going to include in that email a link for you to download the Moon Cycle Blueprint for Prosperity. This program is based on it, and it'll give you in your hand, done-for-you guidance to access your prosperity portal during every cycle of the new moon. And I suggest to you, gather some friends for this evening, or do this again in that energy of the moon in the darkness. Invite your friends over. Have a wonderful party opening together that portal to prosperity. And if they want their own copy, please direct them to the website to purchase it. I'll keep that coupon code available, Moon, for an additional $10 off through Tuesday. And one last thing before we complete. I'm just like you. I've experienced the human feelings of being isolated and alone, not fitting in, struggling on my own, trying to be happy, but feeling that when I take two steps forward, I get pushed back three steps. And I also know now that all that happens when I live my life struggling in a pool of fear and worry. I chose to stop doing that and open my heart to trusting the guidance of my angels. And through that trust, they've shown me how to process through the fear that's held me back for years. So now I can live my version of heaven on earth. And you can do it too. You don't have to struggle on your own. If you would like a human hand of support, my community and I are here to support you. Remember, you are a limitless being of love and light, and it is your birthright to live a life that makes your heart sing with joy, your version of heaven on earth. And now it's time for you to believe it too. Even though society teaches us that we're limited in what we can be, do, or have due to our education or environment and the economy, it's a lie. You are the master creator of your life. You. And it's time for you to accept your power to create the life that makes your heart sing with joy. Claim what you want as yours. And revisit the excited energy of expectancy daily as much as humanly possible. And address immediately any fearful shadow belief energy that's revealed to you. Don't stuff it. Face it. I'm Kate Large, and I want to thank you for sharing your time with me. Email me if you have any questions, and email me with your experiences. I'd love to hear how you've reclaimed your power to masterfully create the life that you want to live. I look forward to hearing from you soon.